Terrence Hurd with the Hurd Agency and proud Fisk alum. I always enjoy listening to What's the 411 with my favorite talk show host, Sharon Kay.
You think he's up this early?
That is funny.
All right. Yeah. I love you, T. Hurd.
He might be, but you never know.
I know. Yeah. I'll just check it. Anyway, hello, Nashville. It is the first morning of Daylight Saving Time ending, and we're in the 7 o'clock hour, so if your clock says anything other than that, you didn't set it.
That's right.
And some people probably didn't, you know.
No.
And it happens every year.
Yeah.
Anyway, did you, I see you were at your normal time. It didn't stop you. Well, you should have gotten used to this by now, getting up.
Yeah.
Daylight saving time on a Sunday morning and coming to the station.
Yeah.
You know, it's just those late night people.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I like the fact that
the sun is up.
That it was
and
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Much earlier. Yeah. Yeah. But we're not going to like the evenings, though. Cause
ooh, yeah. It's going to be darker
yeah,
earlier.
It is.
And
oh, yes.
Chillier earlier.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So we can't, you know, we're never satisfied. We want everything perfect. We want it the way we want it, and that's how we want it. But anyway, so we'll see how things unfold for us today. We have some headlines, a little this, a little that. Got a couple of church announcements.
Mm.
And let me see what else. Oh, next hour, we have a new book, new guest. Her name is Trillia J. Newbell.
Okay.
Her book is Sacred Endurance, Finding Grace and Strength for a Lasting Faith. So, looking forward to chatting with this young lady. I understand she lives somewhere close by here.
Yeah.
In the Middle Tennessee area.
Yeah, that's right.
She is Director of Community Outreach for the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission of the Southern Baptist Convention.
Hmm.
A frequent conference speaker, her writing has appeared in Christianity Today, Desiring God, the Gospel Coalition, and more. And among her books include Joy, Fear and Faith, United, and God's Very Good Idea. So, and she works at the Southern Baptist Convention, which is in Nashville. So clearly, it's going to be interesting to talk with her.
She's got friends and family here.
Yeah. Maybe she's from here. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
You never know. But anyway, did you have a good weekend?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I took the kids to go see Harriet Tubman.
Oh,
the movie
how
last
was
night.
It?
It was good. It was very good. Very well written.
Yeah.
Especially considering, you know, it's probably hard to find a lot of facts. I don't know if it is hard to find facts about her, or we just don't look.
We don't look.
But,
don't
look. But it was very well written, with great messaging, and there were more probably white people in the theater than black people.
Really?
Which was amazing.
Well, bless the Lord.
Right.
Glory Jesus.
That's good. I don't know where our people were. But you know, nonetheless.
Saturday, yeah. Shopping, eating.
Going out. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we talked, me and one of my family, we were discussing the actors. Because she is, you know, my niece is, she's a movie-aholic like you. And you and her probably could have had a good conversation because, you know, she's got it down to the actors and all that. I was like, oh, really? But she was mentioning to me about the dispute that people were having about who was going to play Harriet Tubman.
Oh,
and that it should not be someone with an English accent. It should be a sistren.
Yeah.
Okay. So what did you think if you saw the movie?
I think that, I don't know the young lady who played Harriet, but she did an outstanding job.
Did she sound like a slave woman with broken English and... Okay.
No, but I think that was done intentionally.
Well, that's jacked up. Because you know good and well, Harriet Tubman was slanging.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You already know. Yeah. And running from hound dogs and crazy men.
Yeah. They displayed that well. But I, her character, it was a mixture of the backdrop of her story and how strong of a woman she was, which was very just mind-blowing.
Of course, yeah.
And the message in the movie, which was to teach, especially in today's political climate, that she heard from God and that slavery was wrong, and she was going to, if it cost her her life, she was going to help her people. And that was the moral of the whole.
Well, that's what she did.
Yeah.
She did exactly that.
Yep.
So, and then through her doing that, she saved so many people from, you know, the horrors. But yes, I'm glad the theater was full.
Yeah, it was full. It was full. Full.
Because, you know, in school, you didn't have much.
Yeah, that's right.
You had about a
seven. They just said, but she freed the slaves, Underground Railroad.
Yeah, next.
That was it, yeah.
Next.
Yeah.
and that's literally how black history is taught, or American history is taught.
She freed the slaves. Oh, she did. I thought, didn't Abraham Lincoln do that? You know, but I'm just saying, that's what.
There were slaves?
If you ask a kid, that's what they're going to say. Wait a minute, Harriet Tubman freed the slaves? I thought Abraham Lincoln did. So that, but yeah.
There were slaves? I mean, there's probably some that don't, you know, some kids that, you know, they like, what's that, you know?
But I was glad that I was able to take two of the kids to go see it because I really.
What'd they say?
They enjoyed it. Ooh. They really enjoyed it, you know, because they understood the story. It's
okay.
You know,
they had heard it before, huh?
They had heard of her, but didn't understand the struggle.
Right.
And then anytime, because you don't get to see movies like this often, and
that's
it's hard
right.
to get them to sit and watch it.
Right.
But for them to sit and
they
understand.
Because they get bored so quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For them to understand and see parts of slavery.
Yeah.
And see folk getting whipped and chained and the imaging of what that was.
Beaten.
And see what they call a master and how they treated women and all that. So it was good for them to see history like that. And
I love all those kind of movies. Yeah. So it stays in my head so I don't forget.
Yeah.
And I watch all of them. I've recorded quite a few because, you know, whenever I, you know, like 12 Years a Slave and all those other ones, whenever I think for 1 minute that, you know, things haven't been as messed up as they have been, all I got to do is just play one of them. And, and, you know, just the tears, you just want to cry all the time.
But, you know, I think just as important, the majority, I didn't poll everybody in the theater, but from the feeling after the movie was over with, a lot of the white people, and from some of the comments that I heard, really felt convicted.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You could tell by how they act.
Were they quiet?
Just really nice to you. Just really, oh, excuse
Hi,
me.
Hi, Mr. Black Dude.
Just really. But you could feel it in the theater because of the stillness and
well,
the quietness
certainly.
Of certain scenes.
Yeah.
And it just takes you back. If you know, maybe even if you didn't participate in stuff, of course you didn't. But if you are, if your family was from the United States, and you know, if you're in your history that there might be some traces of it, Even if you don't know, it should make you question, what did your great-grandfather do? And did they own slaves and et cetera, et cetera? And mm-hmm. how did they? So it should prompt those questions.
Or some people will be in denial.
Yeah. yeah.
Still. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, no, it wasn't yeah. our family. We didn't have nothing to do with that, you know. Yeah. Why yeah. would we have to pay for that sin? But that the more of that that happens, the awakening shall continue.
And maybe we'll get on that 20.
You think?
Yeah. This movie should help. Remove old Andrew Jackson off of there.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, because that discussion kind of laid to the side for a while.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Maybe the movie will spur
resurgence. And it should. She deserves, I mean, just my Lord. Yeah. Oh, and tell your niece that at AMC Theaters for $20 a month, if you become a member, you get to see up to 3 free movies a week.
So you're doing a commercial for them right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 3 for 20.
3 free every week.
Oh, every week. Okay.
Yeah.
Then I'd never see her. She'd be at the movies all the time.
She'd be pulling you. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, girl, you know, if I could sit through a movie, you know, I tried to do a few things. But, you know, our schedules are pretty hectic. Yeah. So, anyway, but that was good. I'm glad. Did the kids talk on the way home?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Good. Yeah. It's always good for them to debrief.
But their conversation was about how much they didn't know. And how much, and just like what you just said, well, you know, they didn't teach us that in school.
No.
And I said, you think?
Yeah,
of course not.
No.
I said, but it's on us to make sure that we understand our history and don't depend on the school system to teach us everything.
Right.
Some things we have to go and get on our own.
Absolutely. Or your parents have to inspire you
and then
to go to the library.
Yeah. And then I turned to him and said, thus, now you see the power and the strength of an HBCU?
Oh, so you got them two times. Dun, dun.
Yeah. Now do you understand why we need our HBCUs? If you're going to say that somebody needs to teach it, well.
Da 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 da. And I, you know, every time that even conversation even comes up, because I'm in a panel discussion coming up this week.
Oh.
And it's about diverse media, niche media.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm saying, now, y'all, are you sure you want my opinion? Because I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to be on the panel. But, you know, I was very pleased that they did ask me, because this panel is also going to have a Hispanic radio station owner, female.
Oh.
A gay and lesbian newspaper.
Okay.
Editor. The out and about paper.
Mm-hmm.
That one. And a couple, it's like 3 or 4.
Out and about. Okay.
Yeah.
Play on words.
Hey, that's where you got to roll it. But it's like 4. And of course, you know, I am Black Radio.
Okay.
So.
That's a nice melting pot.
Oh, it is. You think we don't have perspective?
Yeah.
I'm certain that one of the questions will probably be, is there a need for
HBCUs?
Diverse media.
Diverse media.
Right. And I'm like, can somebody please get me started?
Watch the news every morning.
can I just say Fox News?
Yeah, oh, my gosh.
So I can just start me, and I can talk about that subject for the rest of the day.
Yeah, just say that, and I think, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Unless they watch that.
this group that is having us to come. Will certainly be, it'll be eye-opening. If they've only had a tunnel vision,
mm-hmm.
that only everything is Fox News.
Gosh.
You know,
you can always tell those people, too.
That's like a niche media to me,
because you can always tell those
people. That just feeds a trough of that mindset only. if you're not in that mindset, you can't even tune in.
No,
I
can't.
I'm like, oh my Lord.
You're like zombies.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I told, you know, I remember a long time ago, I was telling you, I told my mama, she is forbidden to ever so and never. Why? Because it made her blood pressure go up.
Yeah, yeah.
She started calling me up saying when she was alive.
Yep, you are absolutely right.
And she would freak out. I'd be like, what?
It'll make you mad.
Oh.
It'll make you mad because, like, where are y'all getting this craziness from?
When I asked, it happened a couple of times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, uh-uh, nope, done. You're done and done. You cannot. And if I have to get on an airplane to come down there and cut that channel off your television.
Block it, right?
I straight up will.
Call the cable company and say, I need you to block this.
Right.
Unsubscribe from that channel.
Please. I'm like, mother, you know, normally you, I know you love talk shows and different kind of shows, but Lord, she just wigged out on me, man. I was like, what? And it was just some of the insane things that were being said to stir people. And to keep hate going. And when I heard her repeating some of that, I'm like, hold up, black woman. I know that that didn't come from your mouth. That came from that network. So, and she was relieved, X, after deprogramming herself. We laughed about it after a couple of months. Boy, things sure do sound different on this dial over here. I'm like, yeah, they do.
Very.
I told you.
Alternate reality.
Yeah, man. Anyway, let's see here. I need to talk about some of these headlines we got going on today. I missed and didn't get my weather in. We got to talking about the movies. But a lot of people be going to that, though, see.
Yeah. Yeah.
This week and the coming week. Was this weekend the first release of it?
You know, I'm not sure. I wanted to go because I didn't know the kind of movie it was.
Yeah.
And those type of movies don't normally stay long
I
if you don't go.
I thought it just came out, right?
It did, either this week or last week.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to make sure I saw it before
it was
so
fresh.
So they wouldn't move it or take it. So
well,
no one was going to see it,
right.
So and the next thing you know, it was gone.
That's true.
So, yeah.
That's true. Well, maybe others will go and do likewise.
Yeah.
Here's how we look. It's cold out there.
Freezing.
It really is. It's cold. I mean, you know, you got to let your car warm up and stuff. At least I let mine warm up. But it was colder than you expected, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was like, ooh, winter coat time. We are looking good, though, as far as sunshine is concerned. It's breaking out all over all week long. Up until Wednesday. You know, on Wednesday, if it don't rain, it's just something's wrong. When I talk to Chuck on Wednesday, I'm going to have to remind him.
Yeah.
It's in the forecast because me and you going to get together Wednesday night and Thursday. Chances for rain. Other than that, we are looking at beautiful sunshine. Now, our temps are seasonal at last. Today's high about 58, 59, close to 60. And we're like low 60s all week long. So we're feeling just like fall here in this Middle Tennessee area. The lows down into the mid-30s into the low 40s. So that's about the way it's supposed to be. But I'm just, you know, glad to see no rain for a couple of days, some sunshine. And currently, we have a beautiful blue sky in Nashville. Sunny as all get out. 32 is cold, y'all. It's like freezing, okay? In some areas, you might encounter a little patchy fog. Anyway, let's take our first time out and get the headlines on the other side. But let's freshen up them coffees and juices, huh? Okay. All right, we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
Open enrollment season is here, and if you don't have a health care plan through a job or government program, it's time to get covered. From November 1st through December 15th, you can shop for a plan that starts on New Year's Day. Depending on your income, you might even qualify for financial assistance through a government subsidy. To learn more about open enrollment and compare health insurance policies for you and your family, visit insurancequotes.com.
Support for WFSK comes from Born Again Church. Ladies, discover your divine rhythm, fashioned in His image, presents A Woman's Heart, The Awakening Women's Gathering, Wednesday, November 6th through Sunday, November 10th. Awaken to a week that will include a creative workshop experience and conversations on matters of the heart. Learn who you are, how to connect with other women, sister to sister, living in freedom, and the importance of self-care. Registration is $50. Fashioned in His image, A Woman's Heart, The Awakening Gathering at Born Again Church, November 6th through the 10th. Register now at fihi.net or eventbrite.com. That's fihi.net or eventbrite.com.
On the next Jazz Night in America, celebrating vocalist, pianist, composer Andy Bay at 80.
I'm a person that likes to take risks. I would like to be remembered in the sense that I was a communicator.
With music from a never-before-heard concert from 2002. I'm Christian McBride. That's on the next Jazz Night in America.
Don't lose your confidence if you slip. Be grateful for a pleasant trip and pick yourself up.
Catch Jazz Night in America every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. and Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. here at listener-supported Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from Nashville General Hospital at Meharry. You should be at the center of your own health care, and we are here to help you. Call the Nashville Healthcare Center today and make an appointment with one of our primary care providers, 615-341-4488, or visit us on the web at nashvillehealthcarecenter.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
Alrighty, Nashville, Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88, WFSK Historic Fisk University. Now, here's what we're looking like in our Tennessee headlines out of Gallatin. We'll start there. Police in Tennessee say a man wanted in connection with a fatal stabbing has been arrested in Indiana. Gallatin, Tennessee police posted on Facebook this week that Cody W. Betcher had been taken into custody more than 100 miles away from where he's accused of stabbing someone to death that morning. Police didn't specify where in Indiana he was captured. Betcher faces a criminal homicide charge. Investigators said on Thursday that they were searching for him, for Betcher, and believed he may have been traveling toward Ohio. News outlets report police said they think he stabbed his roommate early Thursday morning during an altercation. The identity of the victim hasn't been released. Now let's get back into Nashville. Let's see what we're doing in the city. Emails cast a fresh doubt on a recent claim that immigration officials visited a Nashville school seeking student records. In an email obtained through a public records request, District Chief of Staff Hank Clay said Una Elementary Principal Amelia Dukes told him she never said the incident was immigration related. According to Clay, Dukes said a school employee told her it was U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, but Dukes wasn't sure. The district policy called them immigration officials, but backed away after a rebuke from ICE. Instead, the district described two men in official-looking uniforms, stating that they were government officials with state-looking IDs who had a list of student names and demanded those students' records. A district spokeswoman said she's trying to get more information on this situation in response to questions from the Associated Press. Do you think they actually are going to be doing that? I mean, you know.
That whole thing sounds very suspicious and fishy, and it doesn't make sense to me. Why didn't they go to the Board of Education if they needed records and files and things of that nature?
Well, I mean, they need to leave them kids alone, let them get an education.
Yeah, I mean.
That's where I'm starting with this. Snatching and grabbing on them, making them traumatized. Leave them children alone. And the other children don't need to be exposed to
yeah.
that.
Gosh.
What are we teaching our kids, y'all? We're teaching them how to be scared in school, you know, how to duck and hide. Here comes the immigration man. I mean, what are we teaching these kids? Or what are y'all teaching these kids?
And I can't show up at a school and demand records and stuff like that. So somebody knows. That whole thing is suspicious and funny sounding.
Well, we'll
you can't
see.
Just show up at a school and say, I'm from ICE.
You got I'm the ICE man coming.
I need ID for such and such. How do you know that? How do you know who to look for, who to ask for?
And, you know, ICE had no business going to school to me. That's Let's start right there.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yep.
If that's the case,
uh-huh.
they have no business.
Yep.
So I'm just saying. Anyway, because I don't like that whole scene of
I can't even
Gestapo
go to my,
stuff
I can't
the
even
kids.
Show up at my
man,
own
leave
kid's school
kids
and have lunch.
Alone.
In some of these schools, you can't even have lunch with your own kids.
No.
Absolutely. So, you know, real, you know.
But you have a government ID, you can get on in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's right.
So, also in Nashville, Democratic lawmakers are calling on top Tennessee agency heads to address questions surrounding a contentious $4 million grant fund. Glenn Cassada helped push the grant fund through as House Speaker before he resigned from the top leadership post in August amid a scandal over explicit text messages. The House Minority Caucus Chairman on Thursday called on the Department of Finance and Administration and the Department of Economic and Community Development to provide information about how the funds were approved and how they were meant to be spent. The grant funding was part of the 2019-2020 fiscal year budget, which was unanimously approved by the legislature. House Speaker Cameron Sexton and Senate Speaker Randy McNally have since raised questions about the fund's purpose and have frozen the fund until further review. And who has access to these grants? That would be my first question. Okay, well, is that some slide-by money? You know, are you just hooking up the place where you're from or what? I mean, you know, all these little sneaky things. Yeah, y'all keep checking on that one. Because, you know, when you're about to leave, let me just set up a fund.
Yeah,
that's the ticket. That sounds crazy. Anyway, speaking of sounding crazy, have you had enough of your president yet? I know. He just wear your brain out. It's just constant.
Yeah.
And then he has the cast of characters around him, like marionettes, doing constantly insane stuff and trying to rationalize insanity. I would hate to be in a relationship with any of these people, okay? Because you would be nuts. You would be completely bonkers, crazy, nuts. Your brain would go, because it's just justifying insanity. And you just can't. Is that like the Peter Prisma?
It's just awful.
Let me move to Washington here. Let me see what they got. Because we can spend the whole time, you know, we get lost in it, in the sauce here. Newly released documents show a Trump campaign official told the FBI that during the 2016 presidential race, the campaign's chairman, Paul Manafort, pushed the idea that Ukraine, not Russia, was behind the hack of the Democratic National Committee's servers. that unsubstantiated theory was advanced by President Donald Trump even after he took office, and it would later help trigger the impeachment inquiry now consuming the White House. Notes from an FBI interview were released yesterday after a lawsuit by BuzzFeed News that led to public access to hundreds of pages of documents from special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. Information related to Ukraine has taken on renewed interest after calls for impeachment based on efforts by Trump and his administration to pressure Ukraine to investigate Democrat Joe Biden. Joe got a pot talking on his back like crazy. Yeah. That man is that kryptonite to Trump?
It is.
Apparently
he
so.
Is. He is, because, you know, I was saying before, Joe Biden can actually get those white rest belt states and some of those areas where some of those people who would normally vote for a Trump would switch and vote for Biden simply because they want sanity. Yeah.
Well,
that's why he has the best chance of winning. And he knows it.
So it's really come down to that, really.
Yeah.
Vote for sanity
so he wants
or
to drag,
insanity.
Yeah, he wants to drag him down as much as possible so he can go out there like he did with Hillary Clinton in those rallies and just
badger him
and make it seem like he's just the most awful person in the world. But it's all lies.
Yeah.
And for the religious right to continue to sit around and support
amazing.
This, it really is. It's like, amazing. What God are y'all serving?
Amazing grace.
How you're not serving God. I just want to say that.
It's just tough, man. It is.
But, you know, the more this story, the more they keep, people keep coming forward, the more that we see the big picture here, which I think late Friday, Ari Belcher, I think that's his name, he was in for Lawrence O'Donnell, and he stated that it's obvious that it seems that the Ukraine call was not the first, but actually the second attempt that Trump tried to shake them down. The first one actually started with Paul Manafort.
Right.
And having
well,
the charges dropped,
said.
Yeah, having the charges dropped in Ukraine,
right.
Which is why Rudy Giuliani was there, which is probably where he got that information from that fueled some of this stuff.
Well,
this
that's what this story is from. Whew. It's the same thing.
Wow, why is this white collar crime? What kind of criminal? What is this?
This is there was this.
I've never seen
well,
anything.
Well, this was some of this was from the Mueller report too. See,
yeah,
then we weren't allowed to see.
Yeah.
You know,
which we will because they have to turn over those documents
well,
on Wednesday, don't they?
We hope that they
I think the
will.
Judge ordered them to...
Because you know when Bill Clinton was impeached...
Oh, my gosh.
They had triplicate copies of his stuff ready for every American
Starr,
on earth.
I remember watching the news every day and Ken Starr coming out with that briefcase in a coffee
Lord,
mug in his hand
right,
every day.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was... But it's amazing how we can see and hear nothing here.
Wow.
So, but eventually, you know, it's all going to come out.
So people like Lindsey Graham, all those people who were there who voted for impeachment of President Clinton, who thought that it was impeachable for him because he had sex with his intern.
He lied.
Yeah, because he lied. Oh, okay. Because
he
lied.
Okay, see, so what, now, right, just take a break on that one.
I had to think about that for a second.
He
lied.
To the American people.
To the American people.
Okay. Now, take a pause in your brain. Just say.
I did.
Okay,
that's
so.
That's where that pause came from a second ago. I said, wait a minute.
And we have the liar in chief.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, okay. And then you all are amazed.
Yeah.
I mean, and the folks are amazed. Why are they doing this impeachment thing?
Well, it's okay for him he's looking for corruption, you know.
Well, it's hard to find it if you're the king of it, you know. You're sitting on it smelling just like it, you know, walk like it, talk like it. So, I mean, you know, the whole thing is just, if it wasn't so sad, it'd be comical.
Yeah.
You know, it's just.
Pray for our nation.
You know, constantly.
Because everybody's watching to see if he's going to get away with this or not.
Well. Loaded, let me stop.
Because if he does get away with it, then the last alternative comes in November of next year.
Well, and if he does, then shame on us for what we shall get.
Yeah.
Because we will have set the template for the rest of the world.
Yep.
As you can very well tell, internationally, corruption is abound
in
many of these other nations.
Yep.
And these people are oppressed.
There's a huge smash and grab going on planet Earth right now like we've never seen before in our history.
Unbelievable volume of absolute corruption.
There's no, and I'm not saying that every leader that we've had as president of the United States has been great, but there at least has been some form of morality.
Well, at least
morality.
Care about your own people.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's
come
crazy
on,
about
y'all.
All this.
Seriously.
Yeah, throw your own country under the bus.
Oh, Lord. I mean, that part right there just flips me out. You know, they just don't even care about your own country that, you know. So if what good is the money that you would make off of cleaning, out of
because,
cleaning
yeah.
everybody's pockets out if the country's down the tubes? I mean, you know, it's for real? Seriously? Anyway, and, you know, the Hong Kong, you know, they're still protesting. People been protesting
yep.
for a long time.
For rights, for human,
people
basic
over
human rights.
In Chile are yep. having problems and Philippines. I mean, this stuff is just, you know, we know yeah. what the Chinese and the North Koreans is going through. All these nations, and of course, you know, Russia and they crazy mess. But, you know, it's a global thing, man.
Yeah.
It's global. So, you know, we used to be the shining city on the hill, but yeah. we just the chrome, the rusty chrome laying in the corner because our nation is lost. It's luster.
Yep.
Lost its luster for real.
From not dealing with our history, because we just talked about Harriet Tubman a minute ago, and all this is that racism resurfaced.
Well, and or
because it's all over money and power, which is the same thing. That was,
constant.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way. That's the American way.
yeah.
That's in the baked in the cake. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's just one of those things that it is. Precisely and exactly
what it is. So all my friends who are the religious right, what does the Bible say about the root of all evil? And that's what we're looking at right now.
Well, they also said mm-hmm. a rich man will be like a nigga yeah. going through the camel like him. So I am just saying, we'll have to see. But, you know, if they don't read and don't know, then, you know.
Oh, they know. You see, I'm watching Paula White on Facebook talking about voting against Trump is like voting against God. What?
Right, yeah.
How in the world?
I know. Well, that's been the mantra, though, of the folks. You know, that, you know, it's like
that's when you know the people who are sitting in your pews are not reading the word.
Amen.
yeah.
They ain't reading.
They're not reading the word. They're not contemplating.
They're not reading.
Not praying. They're not.
Okay.
It's
they're
obvious.
Just
there's no way
there.
In the world you can let somebody tell you something like that and you go, yeah.
Well, but apparently they have. They have fallen for it, so let them fall. Anyway, in 1 year, Americans will decide whether to grant Donald Trump a second term in office or send a still-to-be-determined Democrat to the White House. Electing a Democrat would shift the nation's posture on immigration, the economy, and national security. Democrats are still sorting out their party's identity, with the top tier of candidates in the primary featuring both moderates and liberals. Other unresolved questions at the one-year mark include state of the American economy, and that's probably the biggest one for everybody. My economy hasn't changed. I don't know about the rest of y'all.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm paying taxes now when I didn't used to because I used to be able to claim stuff. Can't claim nothing now. Anyway, Trump also faces the prospect of running for, or more taxes, rather, because it comes out of my check. Trump also faces the prospect of running for re-election while being just the third president ever impeached by the House of Representatives. The 2020 election will be held on November 3rd, 2020, 1 year from today. So, what's going to happen? Who knows?
President Biden. That's what's going to happen.
You think?
Yeah.
Well,
I know those other candidates are leading in the polls right now, but the one thing that Joe Biden currently has, I'm going to say currently, that they don't have is, and that is the black vote. And that makes a difference in this.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
definitely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I think, and I was watching, I forgot who I was watching. He'll probably pick up steam again in South Carolina, a place like South Carolina.
You think?
Mm-hmm. You've got more of a concentration of black voters there.
Oh, yeah.
And that'll give him a boost in the charge to hit the ground running. That's right. That's right. Stacey Abrams is there. Who else is there campaigning on behalf of the Democratic Party? So they'll pick up.
They got a lot of strong people down there.
Yeah.
So they staying vigilant for the most part. Anyway, we're going to hit some more headlines when we come back. Talk about the crazy weather, you know, fires. And then around Halloween, there was some severe weather. People still having issues behind that. So let's take a quick time out, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.
Want to give your opinion today? The phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
This Movember, here's to the straggly mustaches, the lopsided ones, the oddly sexy ones, the itchy, patchy, raggedy ones, the peach fuzz ones, the hey, I look good with this ones, the scruffy ones, the black, blonde, red, and gray ones, the ones grown by Dad, the ones grown for Dad. They all raise awareness, raise funds, start conversations, and save lives. Because whatever you grow, will save a bro. Learn more at Movember.com.
Support for WFSK comes from National Shows 2, presenting an evening with Gladys Knight in concert at Ryman Auditorium, Sunday, May 10th, 2020. Tickets on sale now at the Ryman box office and Ticketmaster.com. Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
To speak with Sharon or our guest, the phone lines are open. Give us a call at 329-8810, 329-8810. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All right, to Nashville. Sharon Kay is in the house. Mighty glad to be on Jazzy 88 WFSK Historic Fisk University. And let's see, we got to get a little bit of church announcements in here. We got the church announcements today from, I'll tell you what it is first. I'll tell you where it's from. There is a fall revival coming up November 6th, 7th, and 8th, which is next week.
All right.
And that's at 14th Avenue Missionary Baptist Church at 2501 Buchanan Street.
Right around the corner.
It really is, isn't it?
It is.
That is, let's see, an adult symposium and youth classes at 6:15. And then the revival service starts at 7:25. So that's the 6th, 7th, and 8th. The fall revival. It is that time of year for a lot of people, though, isn't it? To do their revivals and all that. Okay. So the speaker on that one, the evangelist, Reverend Dr. F.D. Sampson, and he's a pastor at Friendship Baptist Church in Houston. So he's coming up from Houston. And the youth speaker, the instructor, is Pastor Clinton Lewis of Divine Destiny Baptist Church here at Nashville. Divine Destiny.
He's been on the show. It's been a couple of years. It's been a while.
I was going to say,
it's been
about
maybe
familiar.
5 or 6 years at least. Yeah.
Same church?
I think so. He's been pastoring. He's one of those pastors who's just sort of unsung. You don't hear his name a lot,
right,
but he's
right.
been, yeah.
Yeah, there's some unsung ones out there for sure. And So, anyway, that was sent to me by Gwendolyn Watson. Thank you, Miss Watson, for getting your church announcement in. And then this one here is from, let's see, the 121st anniversary celebration. Of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, and that is next Sunday at 11 o'clock there in the service, with the theme, Anchored in God's Love. That's nice. They have a nice little logo and stuff here. And let's see, the church is St. Andrew's Presbyterian, is at 949 T.S. Jackson Avenue. That's not far either.
It's not.
I don't think so. That's over by TSU.
It is.
I think, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the speaker is Reverend Lisa Hammonds. Has she been here before?
No, I've never heard of her. Okay. I don't think. Lisa Hammonds.
She's the pastor of St. John AME Church.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay.
So you need to write that down, next. So that's coming up next Sunday. And St. Andrew's Presbyterian is having their 121st anniversary. So congratulations to y'all for sure for having 121 years of service. And thank you, Miss Regina Newsom, for sending that in. And one more that is for your future file. And I might go to this because I support them, and the person that sent it came to the Radiothon, so
yeah.
I love her.
Yeah.
Anyway, and this is for your future file. The December 1st,
mm-hmm.
won't be long.
Right, weeks away, right?
Yeah, won't be long. You know, blink your eye.
Less than 30 days?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right. It is 3 weeks, yeah. First Baptist Church, South Inglewood, presents Sound Waves Mass Choir in Concert.
Is that Pastor Napoleon?
His name is not. Yeah, Napoleon Harris. Yeah. He's been here, right?
No.
Oh, because he was something happened to
his
him.
His schedule.
Something happened that time. Wasn't he sick or something?
I think so.
He had the flu or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll have to put him on the circle back wagon. But that's on December 1st at 4 o'clock. And the Sound Waves Mass Choir. Catchy, y'all. Very catchy. That is at 1515 Ann Street. And Napoleon J. Harris is the pastor. And it's your future calendar. And we thank Miss Bonetta Bond for sending in that church announcement. So if you want to send yours in to be included in the Sunday morning church announcements, please do so at least 2 to 3 to 4 weeks in advance, please. You can email it to psawfsk@fisk.edu. Now back to some headlines. Out of Orinda, California, the family of a man who was killed at a Halloween party in Orinda says they are devastated by his death. Omar Taylor Jr. was among five people killed Thursday at the party. Family members say he was a DJ at the event. To get that call was devastating, Alicia Epps' stepmother said. She told the TV station there. She says, I personally think this was a senseless, careless act. It's such a traumatic experience the family is taking on right now. She said, music and DJing was his happiness. I don't even think he was going in thinking there was trouble or anything. Omari Taylor told KGO-TV that his brother worked as a DJ to help support his young daughter. He was a good man, Omari said. If he was here right now, he'd want everyone to stay strong. Omari continued, he wanted to be successful in everything, and he wanted to care for everyone and take care of his children's children. That's what his plan was, and that was his brother, Omari Taylor's. Talking about the shooting death of his brother, the DJ on Halloween. That's terrible.
It is. It
Lord
is.
Have mercy. I've been the DJ before.
Yeah.
And that's like frightening.
It is.
You know, So we'll see how that one turns out and follow that story. Anyway, speaking of California, let's stay there. Let's go to Los Angeles. Ventura County officials say firefighters contained 30% of the Maria fire, which has burned nearly 15 square miles and continues to threaten more than 2,500 homes and other buildings. The officials added that the humidity is expected to stay low and winds will be more favorable to firefighting in Southern California. The fire began Thursday during what had been expected to be the tail end of Santa Ana winds that fanned destructively across Southern California. While the cause of the fire hasn't been determined, Southern California Edison reported Friday that it had been re-energized by a high-voltage power line minutes before a nearby hilltop exploded into blaze. Edison had earlier turned off the line due to heavy winds. Oh, man. Mm. And then they turn it back on and it catches on fire.
I know.
Oh, Lord. Those people thought they were going to get a little relief and get some
and
light back
boom,
in the...
Man, worst happens.
That's horrible. Oh, my God. Lord, just pray for these people and running from these fires. That's horrible.
Yeah.
It is horrible because you don't know where to go. You know, and everything burned down around you and stuff. Nothing, you know, get away with your life and everything. Anyway, Montclair, Vermont. More than 200,000 customers across the Northeast are still without power after gusty storms that started on Halloween toppled trees and power lines and caused flooding. New York and Maine each had more than 70,000 still without service as of yesterday. Vermont had more than 28,000 without power. In some areas, it could be days before the power is back on. The storms killed at least two people. A man in Tennessee who was injured when a tree fell on his van later died, and a Glenville, New York man died after he got out of his car on a flooded road and was swept away. And that's the way it was for the people in Montclair, Vermont. Now, let's go back closer to where we are down here in the South. Did you know? Former President Obama is going to speak at a conference in Atlanta.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
We
I know, they're going to be like a siren.
Yes, yes.
Ooh,
yes.
That feels so good
to
my eyes.
To get on
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Him and Joe on the campaign trail together. Lord, oh, my
so
gosh.
We can breathe again. Yeah. Clear up this congestion in our chest.
Yes, we can.
Be like Sab. Mm. And you know, when he spoke at Congressman Elijah Cummings.
Oh, wow. That was.
Oh, it was. It really. I was like, oh, I just teared, you know.
Breath of fresh air.
Oh, man, I just teared. Because he was so real.
Yeah.
And not so full of hate. And it wasn't about him.
And you could hear the word of God in his message. Mm-hmm. How you treat your neighbor, how you treat the least among you, common decency, and just, you know, stuff that you don't hear now. Now you have a president cussing at people with kids in the, I mean, religious right? Oh, it's all good. Peter cussed.
That would be crickets. Yeah. You know, you hear nothing. They've done the three monkeys. Yeah. They're no evil speak, no evil see, no evil.
So that's why his breath, because it's like, wow, there is... some sounds.
So Peter cussed.
Yes, yeah, Peter cussed. So it's all right for, yeah. But is your pastor cussing the pulpit at y'all? Do you allow that?
Well, I mean, some of them might say
kids,
yes.
Yeah, with your kids sitting there and it's Family and Friends Day. And
some
people might
say
and
yes.
And your pastor drops the F-bomb and everything else in front of everybody. Is that okay?
Some people might say yes. Yeah. I mean, today in
y'all
today's
amen that?
Right, yeah. In today's environment, you know, to get people's attention, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw this at you. You think somebody would go that far?
I doubt it.
Oh, okay.
That's just for political campaign purposes only.
Oh.
Because everybody wants power. That's really, the religious right have sold their souls for power.
Wow.
And how do I, and it's not just me.
It's
when I look at, and I didn't look at it, it just happened to be on one of the other networks. What's that guy name on TBN? He's gotten really old now.
I can't.
It's not Pat.
I can't watch that. Robertson?
Yeah. But I don't watch it, but he was roasting Trump over pulling the soldiers out of, was it Afghanistan, and or was it Syria? But Afghanistan. And so he was saying how terrible that was, and how the nations are going to come against us because of that. And I was like, what? You?
I know. Yeah. It was a shock to everybody's system. It really was. Mm-hmm. Anyway, back to former President Barack Obama. He is slated to give a keynote address at the annual Green Build International Conference and Expo, which is coming up later on this month in Atlanta. It'll be on Wednesday, November 20th, the 44th president's appearance at the largest annual event for green building professionals, coincides with the fifth Democratic presidential debate for 2020. What a coincidence, which is taking place also in Atlanta and hosted by The Washington Post and MSNBC. The debate, also on November 20th, isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
It's being held at media mogul Tyler Perry's brand new
$250
million dollar studio complex. Go.
They're doing everything at that place.
I love it. Yeah. Well, you know the president's probably going to get this private tour.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Obama. Yeah,
they're doing everything at that studio. They're recording, they're filming Bad Boys 2, 3, Coming to America Part 2 is being filmed there. A lot of black
movies.
Well,
that's because it's fabulous.
Yeah.
I mean, why would you need to go anywhere
else? And it's black owned.
You know, knowing that Tyler Perry has reached the status he has, I hope people don't start doing some nasty stuff, digging and saying all kind of, because you know, y'all haters will just come up with some crazy. Yeah.
I think the worst for him is over.
But he's already been through that, right?
Yeah, he has. I think that part is behind him. All the stuff.
I've seen. I've been trying to get a job instead of trashing the man.
Because he's bringing a lot of jobs to that area. A lot of jobs. Because that base is a small city.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's I think I'm so proud of him. I don't even know what to say.
Yeah.
Anyway, during his time in office, Obama championed the fight against climate change and helped negotiate the landmark Paris Climate Accord, which required countries to cut their greenhouse gas emissions. President Donald Trump announced last week that the United States is withdrawing from the agreement. And in one short term, Trump has criticized the plan as being one-sided and a bad deal for the country. It's one-sided because President Obama did it.
Yeah.
Okay. The issue of climate change has been a major focus of the 2020 campaign, with the Democratic candidates offering up plans to end fossil fuel production on federal lands. So I know that it'll be packed at that conference when people come to see the president. And you know, I just had glanced at a story this morning. I started to use it about there was a fossil fuel coal mine on a Native American reservation, and that it was done, coal plant was done producing, and that was a source of revenue and heat. They're going to close it, and that had been a source of heat and, you know, revenue for the region and to help the Navajo Indians. And after all these years of them being the miners, the two tribes that are there, they're going to lose millions of dollars in income, while the workers, some of them, many are forced into retirement. Some employees will stay on to restore the land, while others aren't sure what's next. So a lot of these people that voted for the president based on he was going to save their mines, this mine in Arizona at Black Mesa and Lake Powell, along the Black Mesa and Lake Powell Railroad, is shutting down. So a lot of those people that have been generations. It was a coal-fired power plant near Page, Arizona. That sounds like it's out in the middle of nowhere. They, you know, hundreds of people, Native American workers, are going to be unemployed as a result of that. So, anyway, speaking of our greenhouse gases and things of that nature.
So no one's told them that coal is the thing of the past?
Well, apparently it's going to be as the end of this year because these people are losing their jobs.
But they'll vote for him again anyway.
Well, we'll see.
He'll just come back and lie to him and they'll cheer.
We'll see.
And they'll vote for him again knowing full well.
They won't have a job.
Yeah.
Well, maybe something will happen where they live on that reservation area.
Yeah.
And when it happens, they'll be able to at least get a new trade and keep their households intact. Anyway, we're coming back on the other side with a new book, a new guest, and this one is entitled Sacred Endurance. Let's take the time out and we'll be right back.
You're listening to What's the 411 with Sharon Kay.